Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is that time of the day, the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. We all know we're supposed to be around this time of the day. I'm here, Kyle's behind the glass, and you, Douglas.
Most of us know where to be this time of day.
It's nowhere to be found. We're having senior moments here.
I just yelled at him out in the hallway.
Yeah, he'll be fine. All right, let's get to the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. We got to catch Hugh up when he eventually walks back into work. This guy is something else. All right, today's mock draft. We go to ESPN.com. Oh, there he is. Pop-up Douglas walking back at the studio. We lost him to a senior moment here. You know, everyone knows where they're supposed to be for the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. Except
no,
you.
My man, we were talking about golf. And, you know, eventually I got to start playing
what
golf.
What are you talking about golf for?
No, listen. I know this is the mock, but this is how it goes. I finally got my golf clubs right. Mm-hmm. And I was showing them to Ike.
Right now?
Well, I was showing him the picture of the golf clubs. Yeah. And he said, Doc, when you get those clubs? I said, well, when you got drafted, that's when I got those clubs.
In 1998?
Yes. When he got drafted.
You need some new clubs.
Yes. Okay. That's what he told me. And okay. I was trying to figure out. I was like, because eventually I got to play golf. I got to start playing golf. And I was trying to figure out, number one, how much they're going to cost for some new clubs and which club should I get. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Sorry about that.
Speaking of number one, the Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee.
Cam Ward, quarterback, Miami. Number two, the Cleveland Browns select Abdul Carter, edge rusher, Penn State. Number three, the Giants select Shedeur Sanders, quarterback, Colorado. Number four, Travis Hunter, wide receiver, corner to the Patriots. Number five, Mason Graham, D-tackle to the Jacksonville Jaguars. All right, Hugh, let's scroll down to the Eagles. Number 32, we've got a new name here.
What you got?
Jihad Campbell, linebacker. Alabama. Here is what they wrote. Field Yates, ESPN. Quote, it hurts me to see Campbell have to wait this long. He's the final prospect on the board who ranks in my top 25. But after a recent left shoulder surgery, his health outlook for the start of his career is less clear. But this would be a classic example of the Eagles pouncing on a talented player who fell due to circumstance. Campbell had 112 tackles, 11.5 tackles for loss, 5 sacks, and an interception last season. All right, so the Eagles re-signed, Zach Bond, making linebacker less of a short-term need. Kind of intrigued, though, because N'Kobe Dean is going into the last year of his deal, and he's always hurt. I don't know if the Eagles are going to re-sign him or how much he's going to get. What do you think? Jihad Campbell, linebacker. I know you have an aversion to picking, good defensive players, but Jihad Campbell, linebacker, Alabama.
No, you know what's funny? He's from New Jersey, from up this way. 6'3", 235 pounds. Mm-hmm. built like a grown-ass man. Like, this is what you want your linebacker to look like. And then, you know, look at the mock-up on him when they say musculature. They say prototypical weight and musculation of a linebacker.
It's got musculation, for sure.
I'm laughing because that's just funny, because you don't really see linebackers built like this anymore with this tight prototypical size.
Kind of old school size.
Yeah, he's old school size. I like it. I like it for the simple fact, like, Zach Bond had to take over and be N'Kobe Dean. He had to do N'Kobe Dean's job. Now, I got a lot of love for N'Kobe Dean. He's a little bit small. He plays really, really well. But unfortunately for N'Kobe, man, he's been hurt a lot. So now you get a bigger linebacker in there. You get a bigger linebacker, a much bigger linebacker. With that and Jeremiah Trotter Jr., man, he's an old school. He's a throwback as far as his size is concerned.
Yeah, so look, and when we had Elliott on, he mentioned he doesn't think they're going to trade this pick.
Sideline to sideline player, too.
Because it gives them 5 years of a cheap player, whoever this is. You know, even yesterday, Jeff speaking, Howie, they know they have to pay some of these young guys soon. Jalen Carter, they're going to need cheap young players. I don't know if N'Kobe's going to be resigned after this coming season. If he plays well, he's going to want a lot of money. Mm-hmm. If he gets hurt again, we might not want him back anyway. You know, getting another linebacker in here isn't the craziest idea. Now, if Bond wasn't here, I think we'd be talking about this name more, almost like a need. It's not a need. This would be more of a luxury pick because he probably wouldn't even start next season unless N'Kobe was banged up or not ready to go. I am intrigued, though. Jihad Campbell, very productive at Alabama, 21 years old. A year ago, I would have said, come on, guys. The Eagles taking a linebacker in the first round, but they've now paid a running back twice and paid a linebacker. So obviously we're in a different era of Eagles football where the old rules don't apply. Kyle, your thought? Jihad Campbell, Alabama.
I don't think I'm in on a linebacker in the first round.
So it's not Jihad. It's just the position.
Yeah, it is. I'm not out on Jihad, per se.
Okay.
It's just linebacker. I think that's where I align with the Eagles, that I'm not going linebacker.
Yeah, but then now they do new things. Maybe this is the next box they're going to check. They never checked it before.
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay. I mean, I'm with you on worried about N'Kobe Dean, but I feel like that's an area we can address in other ways.
Well, and maybe they think that Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is ready anyway. Maybe this is not even a need at all. We'll find out. But Jihad Campbell, 32, in the latest mock draft that... That senior moment Douglas almost missed. We're glad you made it back. Saw you out there.
Y'all got me wearing clothes every day, man. I'm trying to expand my portfolio a little bit. I got to start playing golf.
You don't have to.
Well, kind of, because everybody plays golf, man.
You just don't want to be left out?
Well, I just found out, I don't want to preemptively strike anything, but it's some golfing events coming up real soon.
Yeah, we're going to do some shows from some events.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't want to be the guy in the sweatsuit again like in a couple years ago.
I had to get some polos and stuff, man. Get some golf pants.
A brand new hue. You know, you could wear those polos on the show.
They
doubled. You just wear the polos.
I'm doing all these push-ups in the morning. It's about to be swole up.
It's amazing how many people you've blamed today for your stuff.
Spike.
Yep.
Max. You.
I didn't do anything.
Ain't my fault.
I didn't do anything. Here, I'm just trying to do a show here. Let's go to Rodney in South Philly. What's up, Rodney?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's going
Rodney,
on, man?
What's up, buddy?
First of all, Hugh, I was laughing hard at my nephew Charlie when he did them peas for the Phillies opening day that day. To see the way your face looked on TV, on YouTube.
See, everybody can see my face. Can't hide my face expression.
You can't hide it no more, Hugh. And Hugh, what do you think? A snake going to go walk around the city in a little doggy sneakers?
I like how people got caught up about me saying the snake walking around the city. Y'all wild.
Because now I'm thinking, what kind of shoes is he wearing?
Is he wearing track shoes? How many feet does he have?
Yeah, look, he's wearing them sneakers see the little hot dogs that be wearing?
Yeah.
Little long hot dogs.
Out there in the city looking for dogs, looking for little stray dogs.
You got everyone walking their dogs frightened that the snake's going to come snap their dog.
No, but you talking about what kind of the snake out there waving a terrible towel.
Like, yo, the snake going by lifting his head up. Like, yo, what's up, homie?
Yeah, that's about it. Living in Philly, yeah. Y'all crazy.
Yo, but some dude had two snakes on his neck walking on South Street the other day.
No, we can't be doing that. Yeah,
I mean, like, come on, man.
People still go to South Street.
The guy with the snake is there.
That's ridiculous.
You don't go to South Street?
I haven't been to South Street since I've been living in Philadelphia.
Go today when you get off the show.
No, I got things to do. Mm-hmm. But snake might be down there.
Yo, this Christmas thing, this is ridiculous, man. First, it got my man acting like he's Superman on the Commanders trying to fly over everybody. But that's the way somebody's going to get hurt. And now that Goodell has put his little 2 cents in it, you know they're going to shoot it down. You know it's done.
Yeah, the but fact that he's involved, that's like the tipping point, Roddy. Now I know we're losing this thing.
Yeah, now what you do is now you take your tight end and your running back and you put them behind the two guards, between the guard and the center, and you push those three.
You know what? Whatever sticks it to them, I'm all for that. I like that. Roddy, man, good phone call. We appreciate you. You got everyone out there. You got the whole line in Wawa laughing because you think snakes walk around.
Shout out to the line at Wawa. Matter of fact, if y'all still in line, you need to get Kyle's dad a Scrapple hoagie. So help my man Kyle out.
They make it especially for him because they know him, so that might be hard.
But that's a particular Wawa, not just all the Wawa. Yes.
But find out what your pops want on it so we can get him a Scrapple hoagie.
I don't think we should call him again today.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
It's sensitive,
open up wounds.
Yeah, the wounds are there. It's almost like when someone earlier said you were afraid of commitment.
I am not afraid of commitment.
You saw it in your eyes. Again, the YouTube audience, they see all this. They saw the hurt in your eyes was there.
Nah.
Okay. Steve and Roersford. What's up, Steve? Steve?
Too moment too big for
Steve, all right.
He about to be on TV.
Steve's not going to be on TV. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. An active day on our midday show Twitter account here. Gut feeling, will the NFL ban the tush push before the season? No at 53%, yes at 47%. I would love to be living in the world you guys are with the nose. This thing's gone. We got to accept this.
The writing's on the wall. Yeah, because they're being optimistic, man.
Optimistic. You got the commissioner out there spewing lies.
The death knell. When I saw him up there talking, I was like, yeah, this is about it.
Yeah, it's a wrap. Do you like spiders? Another poll today. Yes, at 16%. No, at 84%. And then
I did tell you there was a faction.
You're right, 16%. And then we have some response. Most people freaking out. Have you seen this snake roaming the city? And the picture of the snake that Kyle saw in Philadelphia. And I better not see that guy. That's a huge snake. Like when you first told us the story this morning, I was like, what's the big deal? And then you showed me the photo, and I was like, oh, this is a really big deal, actually. Mark in Woodbury Heights. Hey, Mark.
How you doing there, Joe, and everybody else?
Oh, we're good, Mark. What's up, buddy?
The National Fear League.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is today. They're afraid of everything. They're afraid of lawsuits. They're afraid of people getting hurt. They're afraid of this. They're afraid of that. And they're destroying what football really is about, the physicality of the sport that people fall in love with, that people pay so much to go and see. And it's really sad. And did you guys hear the quote from Mike Vrabel?
What did he say?
He said, and he's for the Eagles keeping it.
Mm-hmm.
And the league keeping it. And he said, are we going to stop things and make them illegal because they're hard to defend? He said, Lamar Jackson's hard to defend in the open field. Are we going to tell Lamar Jackson now that he can't run with the football because it's hard to defend? You know, and he makes a great point. You know, just because the Eagles are really good at this and teams can't stop it, we're just going to outlaw it? Great point.
He's right. It's a joke. And if I was another team, Mark, I would wonder if I create something that becomes really good, are you going to take that away from me? Like eventually the shoe gets turned the other way, right? It put on the other foot. Like, okay, maybe I'll vote for this, maybe I won't. But what if we create something? You're going to take that away from us? It's not fair.
Nah, and it's just a sign of the times today. You know, when the going gets tough, people just fold instead of the tough get going. It's really sad, and the NFL plays right into it. Just a bunch of cowards in the NFL, just cowards from the upper administration trickling all the way down to some of these coaches and owners, just cowards.
They are. Mark, good phone call. It is. It's fear, Hugh. They're fearful that the other owners are annoyed. They're fearful the other teams are annoyed. Maybe they're a little fearful someone's going to get hurt, but even that.
Jealousy. I think it's more jealousy than fear. It's not afraid. It's like the league. This is how I view it, and this is how I think it went. The Eagles do the tush push. They do it well. Other teams try to copy the tush push.
Can't do it.
Can't do it as well, because what's the best form of flattery?
You know,
it's copying somebody.
Yeah, of course.
So other teams try to do it. The two teams that have the loudest voice try to do it. I don't know what the Falcons have done. I don't know if they tried to implement the tush push, but the two teams to me that have tried it have the most to say about it because they can't do it. It's one play with Jordan Love. He was trying to do the tush push and he fell over something. It was weird. It was a weird way that he fell. They can't do it. So if you can't beat them, then get rid of it. That's what it is to me. That is the biggest thing. And then the most egregious thing that has happened throughout this whole process is that when the Dogger reporter, Elliot Shore Parks, asked him inside of the year, asked Sean McDermott, if it's so bad, why are you doing it?
Yep.
He couldn't answer the question. Well, he couldn't answer the question coherently. He didn't answer it like a grown-up. He just said, well, you know, whatever. I'm trying to be ahead of the curve. That's crazy.
I'm telling you, the less Sean McDermott talks, the better off he's going to be. Like, every time that guy speaks, it makes him sound worse and worse. That was before Elliot got pooped on by the bird, right?
Yeah, that was pre-poop.
Pre-poop. But can we hear that audio again, Elliot getting pooped on yesterday? Because there's probably a lot of people out there who like been waiting for a moment like this, so I want to make sure
Elliot going to come back all tanned, and he's been talking trash. You hear him speaking his truth.
How about that he had to go wash his hand before the Lurie press
got on his aura ring?
It did. He couldn't even go and like take a shower.
He said he don't need no aura.
That's dedication to the craft. I just got pooped on by a bird. I'm heading right to Jeff Lurie's press conference. Here's how it sounded yesterday live on WIP.
On ESPN, so they're all talking about it. Every highlight they showed, he was literally being pushed in the end zone.
Wow, a bird literally just went on me standing.
Yeah,
yes!
Good luck. Good luck for you.
Yes.
Good luck.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You got pooped on by a bird?
They were excited. Good luck. Awesome.
Yeah, I was like, what's that warm thing on my hand? And I just looked over.
It was your hand?
Oh, man, it got your hand?
Yeah.
Oh.
Better than your mouth.
On my ring, too.
Mouth.
That's... Yeah.
Oh, my ring. You
know, so that could be a bad sign.
Well, it's my aura ring. It's not my wedding ring.
Yeah, you're right. They cheered. It was cheering that Elliot got pooped
on. It was an exciting event.
It was. I mean, that audio is. I mean, I don't, what's better audio the last 24 hours on WIP? That or when Hugh yawned at our first caller this morning? What do you like better? Elliot getting pooped on or Hugh? Can we hear Hugh getting yawning one more time?
You are. Really?
I just want to know what the people like better. Kyle, one more poll today. Better audio. Elliot getting pooped on, Hugh yawning mid-show.
I see you leading all the way into this.
Well, they're both good pieces of audio. Mike and Easton, what's up, Mike?
Hello.
Mike?
What's up, Mike?
Mike,
it's not like we bothered him.
Yeah, Mike, you called us.
You called us.
No, you guys there?
We have to be till 2. Those are the rules.
I'm just chiming in on a tush push. I think it sucks that it's, I think it's kind of trivial.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I think you guys are looking at it a little wrong, because I think what they're really bothered by is that offense will be either being assisted by somebody to gain yardage, which happens in other plays also, but they really can't say anything, or they don't say anything about that when the play is already going on and that happens. But I think that's what bothers them more than anything.
But they could bother them, but to ban the play feels...
Because they can't stop it.
Dude, I'm on your side. I think it's ridiculous, absolutely. I mean, it's crazy. I think there's so many other things that you're worried about, like being able to throw the flag for a face mask that didn't happen.
Yep.
Or a horse car that didn't happen. This is bullshit. I mean, why would Sean McDermott...
He lost it.
Mike, we love you. We appreciate you. Very passionate.
But how mad can we be at him? Because
we all think it's BS.
we right there every day. We right there on the line every day.
We make sure we say BS instead of the whole thing.
We
agree. It's baloney that they're taking this away. As far as they're jealous, they can't stop it. Yeah, all that stuff. They have to have a better reason. Again, aesthetics. We debunked that yesterday and today. You can't give me aesthetics and then tell me, well, a kneel down is a fun play to watch. No, it's not. A spike is a fun play to watch. No, it's not. There's plenty of plays in sports that are not aesthetically pleasing. How about a bunt in baseball? Like, there's a whole bunch of stuff that happens in sports that are just, they just, it's part of the game, and you kind of just move through it. And again, this play the Eagles ran an average of 3 times a game. To take away, it's petty. This, you actually probably understand this more than most of us. This is petty.
I do.
Yeah.
That's why you should listen to me on this one, because I feel it. I feel it in my spirit. Yeah. I feel it in my spirit because of all the things that people are saying about this. And then you got the commissioner up there with the rhetoric that he's spewing that's eerily similar to what everybody else has been saying.
Mm-hmm.
And they, none of them have nothing to stand on, no solid ground to stand on. They have the same story that they're telling everybody. Oh, it's not safe. Well, we just want to get ahead of it. Think about that for a minute. You're at a meeting, and most times when you have these discussions, you come with concrete evidence and data showing why you feel this way.
Especially medical
so
things.
So much so that's why. Why do you think Howie asked the question?
Like, where's
the data? Because most times, you know what happens when that happens, Joe? They, bam, they hit you with the data right
there.
Why?
Because he knew they had none. He was prepared.
Yeah, he was prepared.
Yeah.
They ain't got no data on this. Because Troy told you that. Troy Vincent said that weeks before.
Yep.
But that's the one that you got to go with, because out of all this that you threw out there, that's the only argument that it validates your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just saying, you know what? I don't like it because you do it better than everybody else. Or I don't like it because I don't like the way Coach Sirianni cut his hair or the way that he was running up the sideline, you know, acting like a bubblehead, yelling and screaming at the fans.
Yeah.
Say that. If that's how you feel, say that, and then everybody's going to laugh at you. But at least at the end of the day, you got it off your chest. Bottom line, you got it off your chest.
Yeah, you can't lie through this because everyone just picks those apart. It's a total joke, but I do think this is gone. I think the next month or so they're going to convince who they have to convince, and they're going to vote in May, and we say goodbye to the tush push. Josh in Wilmington is up. Hey, Josh.
Oh, what's happening, gentlemen?
Hey, Josh. What's up?
Hugh, we need to get these snakes off this mother plane.
You know what? I have never seen that movie.
You've never seen Snakes in a Plane?
Never seen Snakes in a Plane.
It's a wild.
You know,
it's a wild movie.
Like Snakes in the Plane is one of those. Like it's certain movies that come out that are like that you'd be like, no, that kind of set us back a little bit. And I'm not watching that.
Oh,
because that just feels like it was a setback.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. It was,
I may long talk. You know what I mean? Possibility, Hugh.
Yes.
Possibility. However, you look good in a little bit of color on YouTube, just to let you know. Black was not doing it. Not doing
you.
It. But I'm glad that you turned the corner and you're going to lighten it up a little bit.
I'm trying, man. I'm working on it. I got to expand my wardrobe a little bit.
I'm just glad that the audience can see you today. I mean, that's a good first step.
I was blended. and you know what, Joe? As I turn around, look, this part right here.
Yeah.
That's like when I want it all black.
Now they're overcompensating by making Joe glow.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I feel bright today. I feel not smart, but just bright, the lights. Go ahead, Josh.
All right, so the tush push, right? Mm-hmm. I agree with you, 100%. Right? I mean, it's like, what are you going to do? You can't stop it, so we're going to vote it out. And the example that I gave Kyle was, you know, hey, look, I could go into work one day, and you know, we the union would have a vote on something. Well, you know what? I'm going to form a faction. And I'm going to do the best I can to shift the vote. And we're going to table this bad boy until our next
Former
meeting.
Faction, that's strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that is exactly what is occurring. You don't table something with the hope that people are going to then change their mind and be on the Eagles' side. That's just not going to happen. So we could kiss it goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, it's a goner. Unfortunately, yeah. It is a goner.
But I'm going to still be optimistic.
Yeah, yeah. Hugh's going to put his head straight in the sand for
straight
another month.
Straight in the sand.
Yep.
Won't be the first.
So another quick thing, Hugh, and if you're interested, just being down here in Delaware, an awful lot of time spent on a golf course at the pro level all the way down to the club level. I'd be more than willing to help you out, straighten you out, you know, just hit a few balls and get you ready. If you're ever interested, no charge.
I need to figure out my club situation, because they kind of laughed. When I showed them the clubs that I had, I got a video.
Sure. Oh, they laughed at you?
Oh, they had a nice little hearty laugh.
Oh, wow.
It's like, dog, well, those clubs are old.
There's a place here in Delaware that's called Second Swing that'll you, we go in there and they'll tighten you right up, and it's like a play it against sports. It's a little elevated, but mm-hmm. it's all golf geared, and you could buy used equipment there to cut a little bit of the cost. And let's be real, you know, you don't intend on going out and playing 3 to 4 times a week, so you don't need the Rolls Royce. You need the Hyundai.
Yeah.
Maybe even, you know. So it's one of those types of things. And, dude, like I said, I'd be more than happy to help you out.
Appreciate that.
Get you lined up. Yeah, of course,
appreciate
man.
That. Yeah, because anyway, eventually I'm going to have to play.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. And look, as long as you can see the ball, hit ball, I mean, and understand just a tiny, teensy little bit, you'll be all good. Now, one last thing. Did you guys happen to see the home run that Kyle Schwarber hit the other day?
Yes.
That ball would have hit William Penn if the batter's eye wasn't in the goddamn way. That thing left the park and hit the batter's
Come
eye
on,
and
everybody.
Ricocheted almost back into play.
It was a moonshot,
you know I mean?
Josh. Josh, we appreciate it.
You know what we're moving towards? We gotta go syndicate. What's that? This is your fault. Okay, I'll take
XM.
That one.
The FCC is no matter what we do, the FCC is involved here.
Okay, wait a minute. We're still involved?
The FCC is involved.
We need to get a dump button, dude. We have one of those. Yeah.
You didn't know that?
You think we don't have a dump
button? Well, I mean, I'm trying to figure out a way we can move around this week and talk more freely.
Yeah, we dump things. Yeah.
Let's not encourage it.
Well,
we're trying to keep you in line and the callers.
We don't want to have the dump.
We have become, you know what we've become in a short period of time? The bar. We have become the bar.
Are you saying that we could have drinks during the show?
Well, no, not the drinks part.
Well, it's
the,
not a bar.
The free conversation, the flow, you know what I mean? The conversation
Well, you walk
has become,
in, you walk out,
yeah,
you answer the conversation.
Yeah, the conversation. We have become the bar.
Kyle, what do you think about Hugh's golf era? You think can you picture Hugh like really becoming a big golf guy?
I could see Hugh being really bad at golf.
I could see that too, Kyle. So that's what I'm trying. And see, it's not like I won't spend for the clubs, because I was just told, Ike told me, like, for a nice pair of clubs, at least $1,500 just for the clubs. And then I got to get a driver. The driver's going to probably be my most expensive piece, which I don't have a problem buying. But it's more, how much am I going to get from this? I have a lot of friends now that always ask me, hey, man, you want to go hit a few golf balls? No, not really. But it seems like that it's kind of moving towards that.
I'm excited for your golf era. I think this could be a big thing for the show. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Get on the record here. What's your gut feeling? Is the tush push gone? I think it is. Plus, we have new Cowboy drama. Jerry Jones making one of his best players not very happy. We'll hit
what
that next.
What have I done to deserve this?
Your call. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know what else I'm excited for? Spring. Because it's in the air. You know what else is in the air? The smell of the grill's firing up. It's time to take cooking outside again. So picture this, people. You're in the backyard. A juicy Hatfield marinated tenderloin is on the grill. And on the flat top, we got some Hatfield bacon sizzling to perfection. Now, that's what spring's all about. Longer days and great food with friends and family. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
You watch any good kung fu movies lately?
I haven't. I haven't been on Tubi in a while. Since I got my new computer. Shout out to Austin, our computer guy, tech guy, hooked me up with a computer. Like one of them little. I bought a little computer for like $200, like that big.
Yeah. What have you been playing?
Been playing real time strategy games like Dawn of War and Starship Troopers and stuff like that.
Do you notice we're getting a sharper Hugh Douglas when he's been playing the strategy games instead of watching Tubi? I noticed
it's Sharp Douglas.
Yeah, Sharp Douglas.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. a little bit more locked in.
My brain turns to mush.
Yeah, Tubi does, I think, probably turn your brain to mush. Speaking of brains of mush, let's hear from Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys, as it sounds like he and Micah Parsons are at an impasse, so he tried to go around the agent right to Micah with the contract stuff.
Are you kidding me? That's just not something that you should worry about. You should be worrying about your ability to make it work, and you should be worried about what the player does. Does he have good enough health? Does he have enough skill to do what you're paying him the money for? The agent is not a factor here or something to worry about. And I don't know his name. And so my point is that I'm not trying to demean you in any way, but this isn't about an agent. The agent doesn't have one thing to do with what we're doing when we get on a football field against a team. Micah does. To the degree I'm involved, I do. The people that have something to do with what we do going forward relative to our fans in football are me and the player, not the agent.
So before you react, Micah, so Clarence Hill, who covers the Cowboys, tweeted Jerry Jones with blatant disrespect to Micah Parsons' agent. So Micah quotes tweeted that and said, facts, David is the best. David is agent. I will not be doing any deal without him involved. Like anyone with good sense, I hired experts for a reason. There is no one I trust more when it comes to negotiating contracts than David. There will be no back doors in this contract negotiation.
I don't understand why he didn't say it. One thing I would say to that I would probably check Michael on is say his whole name for let everybody else know.
Oh, he did. He tagged him.
Okay,
David Mulahedda, I think, believe it's pronounced.
As far as what Jerry's talking about, remember last year when I said it's only a matter of time before Jerry says something that's going to get him canceled? Mm-hmm. We're careening in that direction. For him to sit there and say what he said is a lie. Like, with all due respect to Jerry, you're a liar. The agent is the buffer between you and the team. Because a lot of times in these negotiations, things are said that you don't want to take personal because it's said about you. Mm. You know, and your agent is there to, number one, be the bad guy. That's essentially an agent's job. He is the bad guy. So that way, if the negotiations don't work out, it's not on you. It's your agent.
And it probably so it doesn't have to be awkward between the team and player.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. That's what an agent does. An agent negotiates your best interest. You know why? Because a lot of times, just like Jerry's trying to imply, he's like, hey, this is me and Mike are friends. They try to use that friendship thing. I'm not your friend. Pay me. That's the only conversation we need to talk about is how much money you're going to pay me. That's it. I don't need to talk to you directly. Pay me. Mm. Because you're not about to sit here and talk about we boys and, you know, you ate at my house and, you know, I let you sit on my couch. No, none of that. Pay me. Pay me what I'm worth. That's your agent's job. Your agent's job, he asks you, hey, how much money you want? This how much money you want? How much money are you willing to give him? I'm willing to give him this money. And y'all meet in the middle somewhere. But that's his job. His job is to be the bad guy.
Do we think that was blatant disrespect, or did Jerry literally just forget the guy's name?
He forgot his name.
Because
there's not
He's got to know his name.
Let me tell you this.
He's his best player's agent.
Drew Rosenhaus was my agent when I played. Drew, every time you say, you ain't even had to say his whole name.
True.
You said Drew. Mm-hmm. Every owner, every coach knows who Drew Rosenhaus is. You know why? Because normally if you had a premier player on your team, Drew Rosenhaus was his client.
Of course.
And Drew would be negotiating one deal and be on the phone with another deal. That's how it works. Everybody, Lee Steinberg was another guy that was like that. Jalen's agent, I can't remember her name right now.
Nicole Lynn.
I'm sorry, I apologize to her, but her name is on everybody's lips because she has the top tier talent in the NFL now. So for you to sit there and say that, Jerry, it's real disrespectful. It's disrespectful to Micah. It's just you every day. You're showing Micah what you think about him every day. And it ain't nothing but a matter of time before he gets upset and he's probably going to want out.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's probably not, only a matter of days because everything that you're doing
it's good and bad. Yeah.
Is disrespectful, real disrespectful. It's crazy. It won't be long now, though. Jago had that one viral moment, and all them Cowboy fans are going to have to make decisions. Or whether or not they still want to be Cowboys.
The absolute glory hole.
And they're going to be sitting around, and they're going to be like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe he did
that. It might be the greatest day for I Told You So, Douglas, the day that Jerry Jones gets himself canceled.
He's been saying that for a long time.
I know. You've been calling this for a while.
When I heard that Jerry flew his helicopter onto the field and invited all his friends into the locker room, not when they were off work, while they were practicing. That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true, but that's what I heard.
True, yeah. Sounds true to me.
He walking up in the locker room talking about, hey, this is all mine. Come over and hang out.
It is amazing to watch it play out. It's like the end of Al Davis. It's like he's lost. I mean, he's totally lost.
I heard some stories about Al Davis, too.
Well, you get older and you start.
Why not? Good.
Yeah. Feel uncomfortable.
Nah, I can't tell those stories.
You hold those back?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I can't tell. Listen, I tell y'all enough. I can't tell you everything.
Did Al cross some lines he should have crossed?
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That
but, hey, for all the audience, that
doesn't sound like Al.
No, listen, for all y'all that are listening and not watching on YouTube, look at my.
Story. Does not surprise. Let's go to Ed in Jersey. What's up, Ed?
How you doing?
Good, Ed. How you doing?
All right. Listen, I think it's going to go through because there's a lot of politicking going on. Mm-hmm. And as we learned from the elections of the past 10 years, that everything doesn't work out according to, you know, what everybody thinks is going to work out. So it's time for us to politic too, the Eagles.
So you think we're going to get the votes? We got to get the votes here, Ed.
How?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We have to get the votes so we can politic too.
But how?
And if we don't, so I hope our offensive line gets like nuts. Like, you took this away from us, we'll show you. And just beats the crap out of anybody they play. All right? And then say, we don't need, you're taking away our, this is how we're going to beat you. We're just going to beat you to the ground.
So you think we're going to win the battle, but you're ready to just beat everybody up if we lose the battle?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
Like that.
And in the immortal words of Vince Lombardi, I'm going to run this play until you stop it.
Well, they've done that the last 3 years, and no one has stopped this play, yeah.
I go back to Lombardi. That's how far I go back, and I remember him saying that, you know.
Well, I think about the other quote from Vince Lombardi. What the hell is going on around here? Because they're trying to ban a play.
What the hell's going on in this room?
Do you remember the forward pass?
And everything. Listen, rugby, everything is the same except the forward pass. If you look at it, if you want to come down to it, like the lateral, the field goal, the blocking, it's all kind of like rugby things.
Well, there's similar elements. I mean, that's probably why Mailata was able to transition and become the player he became here. Ed, we appreciate it. So Ed thinks it's staying because we're going to politic. I feel like we're losing ground here, though. We're not gaining ground.
It doesn't feel as optimistic as I would like to be. It doesn't feel like this is going to go our way. I'm just because now you're getting people who are the decision makers getting involved with this, you know, like the owners and stuff. Like when we were talking about this early in the week and it was just coaches that I felt had the biggest say, I felt good about it.
Well, because we had a lot of former Eagle coaches that were across the league.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it feels like this is how I feel is going, people. I feel like initially, and I don't know how the owner meetings go, but I think that the coaches have a lot of input. And initially, I think with the coaches having input, it was in favor of the Philadelphia Eagles in the decision that they made.
Yeah.
They saw that, and that's why they tabled it, because they said, okay, we got to take this decision out of your hands as a coach. And I have to make an executive decision.
That would have been the thing that annoyed me the most if I was Lurie and Howie going home today or whenever they go home. Like, if we just voted yesterday, we got this.
Yeah.
But the more this waits, the more we wait, the more they're going to...
I think that's what happened. I think that it was leaning towards the Eagles. Well, it was, from what we hear. And the owners decided to take it out of the coach's hands and say, you know what? You don't know what you're talking about. I got this. You know, let me do this. Let me get this.
So you're going to start doing this with our Twitter polls when they're not going your way? Say we're going to table the vote and we redo it tomorrow.
No, that's
pause
not
it.
Me.
Pause
we'll
the
just
vote.
We'll put it out tomorrow.
No, because tomorrow's
like
a new day.
When you go down big case. Early in these polls.
No, tomorrow's a new count. Day. I have to. I'll have if I take an L, which I don't take a whole
which
lot.
Which never. Wow. Yep, that never happens. Yeah.
I just had to take that L and live the fight the next day. Fight.
You actually, you're getting a win on the better audio. ESP getting pooped on is winning over you yawning. Earlier in the show. Are you going to apologize to Chris tomorrow?
For what?
You almost fell asleep during the guy's call.
No. I didn't fall asleep. I just yawned. He need to get an apology from Spike. Because Spike, that's Spike's fault. Because I just wanted to see, you know.
But you entered a competition with Spike. You're training.
That I did not know what I was in.
Yeah, but you're training for that competition.
If you're blaming Spike.
And yawning on the air.
No, but I did not know. Like, I knock out 100 push-ups like it ain't nothing. So Spike ain't doing too. And my chest fell all full, and my arms was all like, you know what I mean?
Now you're making
felt like
excuses.
Popeye. And I'm like, Spike coming here looking like he about 10 years old every day.
So here's what I'm wondering, Kyle. Have you not? are you really questioning if Spike can do this, or are you questioning how you can do this? Because You did 100 this morning, and you seem gassed.
No, I'm just saying, I felt D's. This morning.
All I heard was you saying that I look like I'm 10 years old.
Spike, you do.
What does that even mean?
I'm just saying you ain't got no muscle tone, dog.
I do have muscle tone. You just can't.
I can't see it because?
I'm wearing clothes.
Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
The only, and then I'll leave you be. When you say I don't have any muscle tone, what it makes me think is that you see me and you think skinny fat like the camera, and I'm not that.
See, so how did the camera catch a stray?
Well, the camera thinks he's an athlete, and the word obviously does.
I have tone.
But
you can feel it. You want to
feel
it?
You know what's funny? When you say skinny fat, I know what you're talking about.
But I'm not that.
No, you're not.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, that's all.
You're going to get me in trouble.
That's all right.
The camera look like he's about 4 months pregnant.
Joe?
I'm out.
Yeah. All right. See,
you started. See,
now,
that's Spike.
Now he led you down
Spike's
that path.
That's see, I told you.
He called
Spike,
him,
man.
He
that's
called
Spike.
Him skinny fat. Yeah.
but he is skinny fat though. He was in the bathroom the other day.
Who, Joe?
Now I'm telling everybody's business.
You're telling.
He was putting on.
You're telling a bathroom story.
Well, no. We're going to the bathroom. So he's putting on his Phillies outfit. He looked pregnant. Love you, Joe. But I'm here.
Well,
and I'm on television.
But hold on. I knew the YouTube era of you was going to be a problem.
We're here and I'm on television. I just feel compelled.
Yeah, but you didn't hear the other day. Joe said he just needs a couple months and he'll be in shape.
I believe that.
Yeah.
But he has to work out every day.
That's the part that feels
yeah,
like.
That's not what you say? Ha ha.
Uh-huh. Not sure about that.
So Hugh blamed Spike for yawning. Didn't he? Did he blame the Sixers for the Phillies?
He blames everyone for
striking
everything.
Out 19
I mean, that was an ultimate filibust. He called Spike a 10-year-old. Spike comes in here, he's ripping to camera in 20 seconds.
Hey, but that was called, displaced anger.
Yeah.
Because I took it out of him, he took it out of Joe.
Yeah.
That's crime. That's show crime.
Talking about the bathroom thing was insane.
I know.
Well, he was putting his outfit on.
Was Joe just getting changed in the middle of the bathroom?
Yes.
Oh.
No, he wasn't, like, using the bathroom or nothing.
No,
but he wasn't in a stall.
No. He's just in the middle of the floor.
Oh, that's... Oh,
we got... We need HR to get involved in this.
Yeah, we just throwing everybody... We just throwing everybody on the bus every day. This is what the YouTube era has brought, huh?
I knew it. Be trouble.
Just throwing everybody under the bus.
Hugh's excuse for saying something inappropriate. I'm on TV now.
That does change things. If he's in the middle of the bathroom.
We try to make these numbers. We try to do these numbers.
Well, not
we're trying to get these T-shirts and whatnot. Trying to get some T-shirts.
T-shirts. Darren, it sounds really
yeah, you got hey, Joe. start off
you
small.
To get more gear.
And then... You work your way up. Then we're going to monetize this thing. But first of all, we got to...
First T-shirt.
Yeah, we got to get some T-shirts.
Darren in South Philly. What's up, Darren?
Some advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
Darren?
Man. It's a boss kill.
Darren?
Darren go once.
Hello?
Darren, go in twice.
He fell asleep.
And, well, he's... Probably
was doing a push-up, too.
Well, yawns are contagious. He heard your yawn, and then he moved forward to his yawns, and then he just fell asleep. Yeah, I am questioning if you were wondering if you could do the 250 push-ups. Are you displacing your own doubt to doubt on Spike?
You know what? No,
that's what I'm wondering.
I'm more curious about how he does them. Because, like I said, I haven't done push-ups in years, and the way that I do them, I'm good. I can do 30. I can crank out like 30, like right now, 30. I'm just kind of curious about how he does his. Not saying that he can't do them. I just do that because I know he gets under his skin when I say that. I think he can do it. But I'm just curious the way he does it.
Yeah, he's back now.
He's back.
You're still talking about it. I went to my locker.
No,
I thought we had this all clear.
No,
we tried to move forward. We came right back. Yeah.
No, so you missed all of it. So don't hear like half the conversation.
He also missed the other part that we uncovered that the camera was changing in the middle of the bathroom.
Yeah.
Just like the regular part of the bathroom.
The Phillies game.
Oh, to put on his uniform.
To put on his uniform.
Yeah.
Not in a stall.
I do normal push-ups. Hugh the other day was asking me if I do push-ups on my knees like girls would do in
He got mad.
School.
He got. I would just ask.
He's
I was
been
curious.
Asking me every day what kind of push-ups you do. I said, I don't know. I'm not
you
sure.
You want to see one push-up?
Let me see a push-up.
Just one push-up.
Yeah,
is the back all right?
No. You know what? If your back's hurt, don't do it. Don't do it. Because I don't want.
Give me a week.
I'll give you a couple weeks.
Right,
yeah.
One week. Let's go to Ken in Cinnamon. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you
doing? Hey, Ken. Well, I don't know. We're a mess right now. What's up?
Spike's probably a little too tired from messing with his busted windows on his house that he just bought. So.
That's right. He's got a fixer upper.
Wait a minute. The window's busted?
I'm not sure if that's true. Maybe.
Oh. Wait a minute. You know,
I just go with whatever you guys say.
We just embellished so much now. I don't know what's true or not.
You know, you're the one that called
the camera 4 months pregnant. He did look a little pregnant. Oh boy. Go ahead.
You're talking about Jerry Jones getting canceled, Hugh, and I can't help but think of, and I was watching Nightline on that night, and I think it was 1987 when Al Campanis was interviewed from the Dodgers, and I remember I was pretty young back then, much younger than I am now, 1987, and I remember sitting there with my jaw gaping open saying, is he really saying that on television? That's what's going to happen to Jerry.
Are you talking about? And I don't want to repeat what he said, but I think I remember watching this. He basically said certain people weren't qualified for certain positions.
It was an innocuous conversation because the guy had actually been Jackie Robinson's roommate,
right,
when he played in Montreal in the minors, and they were like brothers. But he was just—he was so far gone.
He almost laughed through his comment. Like I remember watching it too, and it was like I didn't think he started off to be offensive, but he was so incredibly offensive. It was ridiculous.
I think I was watching Nightline by accident because it wasn't really part of my agenda on most nights, and I'll never forget it. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that on television in my life until the presidential debate last year.
And we're gonna get Jerry in a similar one within a year.
We're gonna get Jerry on Vapor.
You feel it? You feel it, kid? Don't you feel it? It's just a matter of time. Y'all really can't see me now. The lights just went off.
Don't worry, Hugh, because I retired in January, and the day I start watching radio on television, my wife is going to get another job. Don't worry about that. Listen, this thing is gone. This thing is as dead as Julius Caesar. It's not coming back. I think the Eagles already know that. And at the end of the day, what it proves is that the single most important thing to Roger Goodell and the NFL as an organization, as the only corporation in the United States that has a antitrust exemption from Congress. The only thing they care about is the television product. They don't care about anything else, or they don't care about anything as much as the television product. And I'm starting to get the sense that this is something that Roger Goodell and the league executives have wanted to see go away for a while. In conversations with the networks that pay billions of dollars for the rights to air NFL football. And all they needed was some team to come forward and make a proposal to ban it. Because there is no legitimate reason to ban it. This whole pushing thing, when they changed the rule in 2004, when you think about the way the rule used to be before they changed the rule about pushing a ball carrier, offensive guys pushing a ball carrier forward, before that, and you can relate to this as well as anybody, defensive guys could just hold a guy up and have all the guys on the field that could get there take free shots at him until he went down. So all that did was really even it up, saying, you know, if you're going to hold the guy up and take free shots at him, then the offensive guys are going to be able to take free shots at you while you're holding him up. And that's fair. So to go back to where the offensive players can't push a guy from behind it, can't push a ball carrier, and defenders are allowed to hold a guy up and just take free shots, you're probably going to get more injuries that way. I mean, just
you're right.
That hit that Devontae Smith took because the whistle was late blowing.
Yeah.
I mean, that was.
And he was a sitting duck. Yeah. He's just standing there, and a defense player gets a 5'7", 10-yard run start. Ken, it's a good point. We appreciate the phone call. Yeah. Lights are back on, by the way. I could see you.
Yeah.
You're there.
Yeah,
we were in a little
bit of concern.
Yeah. People were worried about you.
Did you disappear again? Did Pop Douglas think the show was over? He's gone.
Yeah, I went to sleep
for the second time today. All right, fun show today. We're back tomorrow. We got a Phillies game tonight.
We're at the stadium, right?
Tomorrow? We're at the stadium tomorrow, and the Phillies and Taiwan on the mound tomorrow.
Yay, but, Taiwan!
So you know what I say? Must win tonight.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna get both of these.
Game. Well, let's just start with tonight. Game five of the season, must win. Wheeler on the mound. I trust him. Wheeler, Freeland tonight. Let's get a victory, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow from the park as the Phillies have an afternoon game tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. We'll talk tomorrow. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Phillies!